Hey everyone, in this episode we talk about all the news coming out of Comic-Con, including what happening with Supernatural. Very excited!
And of course, they released a new trailer for Season 5 of The Walking Dead, and there's a lot of footage in there.
Mm-hmm. And we went and saw the movie Lucy, starring Scarlett Johansson. We're going to give you our take on it, so this is A Gallon of Gay.
All right, welcome to episode 44 of A Gallon of Gay. I'm Mick.
And I'm Kitty. Thanks for joining us, y'all. How's it going?
Y'all. Get that out of the way. Texas accent.
It comes and goes. Depends on what I'm talking about.
And you're tired, apparently.
I am tired. I had a long day. Busy day at work, so.
So that's when it comes out.
It does.
Well, you know what? You would be really tired if we just got back from Comic-Con.
I know. But it'd be a good tired. Worth it.
Next year.
I know.
We're already working on our
credentials. We're already planning on it,
right?
I know.
Now.
Got another one of our geek friends who's going to go with us, and so it's going to be awesome.
Again, I still think next year is going to be the big, big, big Comic-Con.
There's a lot of happening next year, movie-wise. So,
right.
Big movies, so I can see that. Yeah.
Star Trek, of course.
Star Trek.
I'm sure they'll have more Batman versus Superman. And, of course, at Comic-Con this year, they did release what Wonder Woman is going to look like. They released footage.
Mm-hmm.
I saw it. It looks really good.
Yeah, I think it looks good too.
So we'll see. But of course, you know, there's a lot of TV news, and I guess not too much came out at Comic-Con. We
I
got
would
a
feel
few
like the
tidbits.
Some of our favorites. Some news came out of there. Some good stuff. It depends on what your show is. But for me, I thought there was some good stuff coming out of Comic-Con. So,
right. Well, before we get to TV news,
yeah.
You. Are how far now?
I just started season 3
of Breaking Bad.
I love it. I have a little bit of a crush on Aaron Paul now.
You love meth heads.
I do. Yeah, I love meth heads. That's right. And heroin addicts. Really love that.
Right. It is good.
Really,
it's
so good because I just watched the episode. Spoiler alert, if you haven't watched Breaking Bad, but there's an episode where someone very close to him dies from a heroin overdose, and he's very sad and torn up about it, and it was just really, I was like, wow. And this shit's so intense and so good. I just can't believe it. So, yeah. Season 3, I'm going to say I'll probably finish it. Well, there's still 3 full seasons, so maybe by next week I'll finish it.
Yeah?
Yeah. If I
stretch it out. It's so good.
It's very good. I know. Again, I wish it was one of these shows that I'd watched when it was on.
Right. Me too. And Fargo is the one I'm watching.
Oh, yeah? How are you liking it?
It's kind of the same way. Violent. It's really
violent.
Violent. I do like it. I mean, it's much better than I thought it was going to be. It just basically reminds me so much of the movie,
the
style,
yeah.
And the characters and
they
stuff.
They talk with those accents.
They do.
Don't you know?
They
is
do.
Yeah.
But it is really, really good. So
I've heard great things about it. So
yeah. That's one that I will have finished by the time way before the time their season 2 comes out, I think next year.
Yeah.
So, good stuff.
Yeah. Okay. So we're going to get, there's a lot of TV news. We're going to get right to it. Start with a couple of our favorite Fox shows, mini projects, which I really love this news.
Now, did you ever watch Cheers?
Yeah, I remember watching it.
Okay.
Yeah, I watched it, yeah.
Rhea Perlman with Carla.
I know who she is.
Probably one of my... I mean, all those characters on Cheers were just so good, but she was just so sassy. She definitely brought it, and her comedic timing is always amazing. And of course... We learned today that TV Land canceled Kirstie after one season.
Right.
So, and of course, Rhea Perlman was on Kirstie.
Mm-hmm.
So now she can just go from one project to the next. She is going to be Danny's mom.
Which I think is a great choice. I can totally see that. I can see her as his mom. So I'm excited for that. I think it's going to be really funny. I can't wait. So
I can't wait to see how she interacts with Mindy.
I know.
I think it's going to be
really good. Yeah. So, I mean, I love Mindy Project so much, but I feel like this is probably going to be the last season.
Possibly.
So I don't
know. But you have to look back at some of the big shows that made it huge. Cheers is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Seinfeld didn't do so well.
Yeah, no, that's
the first
true.
Year
didn't.
Or so.
Yeah,
and they really picked up in the years that followed, and they became huge hits. Of course, you know, back then networks really put a lot of stock in shows. And
exactly.
Like, okay, maybe it didn't do so well this year, but we're going to give it some time. We're going to promote it more. We're going to tweak it a little bit, and people, you know, it's an investment, and not a lot of networks are doing that.
Doing that, yeah, exactly. So let's hope they hold on to Mini Project, because I think it is one of the funniest shows out there. A lot of people haven't watched it, and they should, and I just really hope Fox gives it a little more chance, because I think it deserves it. So it's one of my favorite shows. I laugh out loud. I mean, one of the only shows I laugh out loud constantly at. So, yeah.
That's good.
I know. Another good show, New Girl, on the same night as Mini Project, Jessica Biel, Mrs.
Justin Timberlake, who will be in
Kansas City two nights this week.
Right.
It's a big week for Kansas City. President, Justin Timberlake.
President and JT.
I know.
I wonder if she will be coming along with him. Oh, I bet she does.
I bet she does go on some of his, goes on tour with him sometimes, but it just depends on where it is and what she's doing, but yeah. I would think so.
Well, and they're probably getting ready to shoot New Girl.
Yeah.
So maybe she has a few time. Maybe she has a little bit of time.
Yeah, before she starts shooting. I don't remember who she's playing. Did it say who she's playing in this article?
She apparently is going to play an obstacle in Jess's mission to get lucky at a wedding.
Well.
So, that should be good.
Yeah, that should be good. I agree. I like her. She's beautiful. So, Fox returns September 16th. So not too far
away.
God, thank God. It's almost TV season again.
Well, let's not push summer right out the door yet. We've barely had a summer this year.
We've barely had a summer.
Which I'm not too pleased about. But.
I know. It has not been as summery as I would like it to be.
Me too. I need hot.
I know. I love summer.
I need hot. We've tried a couple pool days. There was one pool day that was great.
Yeah, it was great.
The others, all right.
So now there was a little chilly.
A little chilly. One was a little cloudy.
But, you know, alcohol helps.
It does. And staying in the water.
Yes,
Don't get out of the water.
Stay in the water.
Okay, so we got through our New Girl news. PBS's Downton Abbey. It was announced that it will return for the next season on January 4th. It's a fifth season, and I have left to watch is the season finale. I was so bored by it.
I know.
Year.
That's the thing. Like, I really do like this show, but I mean, there are points where I'm super bored with it because it's not the most exciting show. It's a drama and it's very dramatic and, you know, it moves slowly. It's got great characters, great writing, great acting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sometimes I think that's just probably the world we live in kind of now where I'm a little bored.
Right.
Like I have to focus on my phone if I'm not pulled in.
Well,
you know?
And here's the thing. Downton Abbey's a show that doesn't have commercials.
Yeah, and that's
I
think that's another reason where it's a little hard to watch because I'm so used to commercials. So it's, you know, or, I don't know. I binge watch a lot of things, but it's different.
That's hard to binge watch.
Yeah, it's hard to binge watch. It is. So.
Mm-hmm.
I do like it. I can't really remember a lot what happened.
I mean, that's just it. Like, again, I was a little disappointed. I know that there was the sexual assault.
They wrapped that up.
Oh, this is heavy.
There was Edith with her bastard child,
and she's set
up for adoption.
Yep.
And she gets a local family to adopt the child so she can see it every once in a while. And then talk of Irish guy going to America, possibly.
Oh, yeah.
So,
I blame the actor who played this Matthew for getting off the show.
I know.
I think it really threw a wrench in.
I think it really did,
plans.
Too. Because they spent so much time building up to this whole romance with them and then getting married, and they just...
And
he left, and he wanted to leave, and so they killed him off. And so it's like... Yeah. Yeah. But...
I mean, there's nothing you... I mean...
Yeah.
How dumb. You're on a very popular show.
I know. One of the most popular shows
in the world.
It's
not a show that's
going
to last forever.
No.
Or if it does, give them some time to, like, send you and Mary packing or something.
Yeah,
I don't know.
But, what are you doing now?
Well, you know one show that I don't think I'm going to be disappointed in?
What's that?
And that is Fox's Gotham.
I think you're right. I think... of all the shows starting this fall, that is, I think, the most buzzed about, mm-hmm. and the one I'm one of the most I'm excited about. I think.
Yeah.
You know.
That and How to Get Away with Murder.
Yes.
I think that's going to be fantastic.
I think those two are going to be the contenders next year.
And I'm actually pretty happy that Gotham isn't going to have Batman. I mean, it'll have Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
But it's like at a time
I feel like we're so inundated with Batman.
Right.
Like, just for, especially in the past 20 years, it's Batman. But so, you know, taking a different take on it, I think that's a smart move.
Mm-hmm.
And getting to see things before what led Batman up to this, you know,
right.
that sort of thing. Like, it's just, I think it's going to be kind of neat. And seeing the villains and all that,
right.
like, I think that's really
before
cool.
Before they were the super
yeah,
villains
exactly.
that we know they will become.
I know.
And another thing, besides the fact, I mean, they're going to tease the Joker throughout. They've said that. But the thing is, we're going to get to really focus on Jim Gordon.
Yeah.
And before he is, and
before he's
new villains. Like
yes.
Fish Mooney.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's like, well, we know what the Penguin's going to do and what Poison Ivy.
You know, it makes sense because in this world there's all these super villains and whatnot. So, I mean, imagine there would be super villains at a point before Batman came along, too.
Right.
Know? So it's not like they just popped up when Batman started popping up. It's
yeah.
kind of a thing,
mm-hmm.
thing in Gotham City.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now it's announced that it will also feature a couple other villains, Hugo Strange and Two-Face, a.k.a.
Oh.
Harvey Dent.
Oh.
So they'll be making some appearances as well. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
They're going to have all these other villains kind of pop up, and I think that's going to sort of figure into how they, how Gotham creates Arkham Asylum. So
oh, okay.
That will,
oh,
yeah.
yeah. That makes total sense. Yeah, I like that. Is Poison Ivy going to be in this?
Mm-hmm.
I thought so,
yeah.
Yeah. I couldn't remember.
And there have been some fanboys that were kind of pissed off because of the name. I think her name is not exactly the name that she has in the comics.
Oh, okay.
But they were I read this article where they were explaining, well, she's a kid in here, and she's an orphan.
Yeah.
So she's probably going to get adopted
yeah.
into the
mm-hmm.
family that she will take.
That makes sense.
The correct name.
What about Dr. Freeze or whatever his name is?
Mr. Freeze.
Mr. Freeze?
I think there had been talk about that, but I don't think he's in there.
Arnold
Gunner
Price?
No.
No.
Let's hope not.
I know.
I would like to forget about Batman and Robin.
I think most
God.
Of the world would.
So awful.
I'm sure George Clooney and Chris O'Donnell would too.
stupid Joel Schumacher ruining
yep.
a franchise. But you know what? I guess the one good thing about him ruining that part of the franchise was that we got Christopher
Nolan.
We got
Christopher Nolan, exactly.
Batman.
And we got that fantastic franchise, so,
oh, so
you know.
Good.
And now we've got Gotham, now we've got Batman and Superman, whatever, coming up. We'll
mm-hmm.
see how that goes, you know, so.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, let's get into some Comic-Con, and I know we're going to start with your favorite show of all time.
All time, Supernatural. Okay, some stuff came out of Supernatural.
Okay.
God. First, I have to say that I'm so jealous of everybody who was at the panel this year because, oh, God. Next year, that's the one thing. Before I die, I have to see Jensen Ackles live. I have to.
Well,
but,
hopefully he's not a demon next year.
But at Comic-Con, they actually was reading that they gave a little preview of what's going to happen next season, and they played a clip of Sam as a demon, because last season ended him as being a demon, and so they played an exclusive clip for the audience, and only they're not going to release it or anything, so the only people saw it were the people in that audience. So anyway, it's just showing Dean as a demon, and it picks up 3 months later after the fact they turned into a demon, and apparently he's pretty dark and twisted and that sort of thing. So
as all demons are.
As most demons are, yes. And
so poor Dean.
He's gonna be pretty bad for a while, it seems like. He's killing people and that sort of thing. And Sam's trying to figure out a way to save him from being a demon and all that sort of thing. So I think that's gonna be a very large theme of next season, as it should be. Another thing they talked about is the rumored musical episode. Apparently episode 200, which is gonna happen this season, they are going to do a quasi-musical episode, which I'm very excited about. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. And I was reading an article that said it's sort of like a love letter to fans. So I think there's going to be a lot of things in there that are going to please the fans, are going to do for the fans' sake. So 200th episode, I don't know when that's going to be, but I imagine it's probably in the later in the season, but it's going to be fun. So that's some of the big news coming out of there, is that it's going to be a lot of Demon Dean. It's going to be unlike what we've seen Dean do before, obviously, because it's a demon, and so, and then quasi-musical episode, so it's
a musical episode.
October 7th.
Those always scare me.
I think it's going to be great.
Yeah?
Because the show, I was talking about this in the last podcast, that because the show likes to poke fun at itself and it's very much into doing things for the fans, I think it's going to be a fun episode. So it's not going to be too serious. You know, they're not going to be seriously a musical, but I think it's just going to be kind of fun and campy and, you know.
That's good.
Like I said, they've done episodes where they just make fun of themselves and it'll be like a totally random thing. It's going to be fun. I know it's going to be great because those guys are funny. I got great writers. I'm going to enjoy it.
Well, you know what? It's not going to be as enjoyable in the funny, campy way is the next season of The
Walking Dead. And I was telling you that premieres the same week that Supernatural premieres. Supernatural's on Tuesday, October 7th, and then that following Sunday is Walking Dead. Oh my God, it's a big week for me.
That is going to be big.
Big week, but... Oh my God! They released a trailer of season five. This weekend.
Yeah.
Over through Comic Con, and man, it looks intense. It looks crazy. I can't wait.
And it's 3 minutes, and it's a long 3 minutes.
It's a lot. I know, because I was rushing. It's like, oh my gosh, this is a long trailer, but it's just crazy intense. So.
Well, and the thing is, they're out of Terminus.
Out of Terminus. And what is it? In one article, they said that the first 6 minutes of the first episode is going to be crazy intense, apparently.
Yeah. And it basically just picks up right where we left off.
Exactly. They're not going to waste any time. I know. Oh, my gosh.
I still think that Denise Crosby is going to play a bigger role
in this as well. Absolutely.
But yeah, you guys should watch it.
Look it up.
I couldn't believe it. Like, I got through like a minute of it, and I pushed pause because I thought it was 3 minutes, and I'm like... Oh my God, there's 2 minutes left.
It was intense. So I think it's gonna be fun. I mean, like, we were talking too, that like, oh my God, how can we get more intense than last season? There were a couple super intense episodes where it was hard to like get through it. So
And it looks like they are heading to DC and there's gonna be something about the cure to the plague, and
it seems like they might be deviating a little bit from the books, I guess, how the books handled that, which, yeah, is good. I agree. So
I like to see more of that.
Yeah. So,
was it this one? Or there was another image that was released where we see Carol and Judith?
Yes.
So we know that they're out there. They're okay.
Now that Lizzie's out of the picture, they're fine.
Oh, That little girl. Poor Lizzie.
I know.
What else do we have?
So that's October 12th, y'all. Mark that on your calendar. Sunday, October 12th. That's also the return of The Talking Dead. If you're a fan of Chris Hardwick, like we both are.
Oh, yes.
Because I don't have to go to work anymore after watching this, so we can sit and watch it.
That's true. I forgot about that.
I know.
And we'll be live tweeting again.
I know.
It's so hard to live tweet during
Game of Thrones and True Blood.
Yeah,
because, you know, there's no commercial break, so.
And we'll talk about True Blood in a few minutes.
Yeah.
It's finally, it's getting back to the True Blood we love.
It's getting better.
But we'll stay with Comic-Con. Obviously, the other show that we keep track on, and we do podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait. We're going to have Walking Dead and American Horror Story.
No, American Horror Story is Wednesday nights.
But still.
I know. But along nights in October through February.
Wow. That's all right. We'll be up
Worth it. It's all right.
But they had some big announcements.
They did have some big announcements.
Comic-Con.
Yeah.
We now know at least names of characters.
Yeah.
Emma Roberts, she's going to play Maggie. Sarah Paulson is playing Siamese twins.
Yeah, Siamese twins.
Bette and Dot. Kathy Bates is playing Ethel Darling. Michael Chiklis is playing Wendell Del Toledo.
Mm-hmm.
And Angela Bassett is playing Desiree Dupree, which apparently is his
wife, right?
Right. Evan Peters is playing Jimmy Darling,
who is
Kathy
Chiklis' son, correct?
And Kathy Bates' son as well.
Okay.
And Jessica Lange, who she didn't make it to the Comic-Con panel, but she's playing Elsa Mars. So, it will be interesting. And apparently they just announced that John Carroll Lynch is going to be playing the monster of Freak Show. So, you know, we had Rubber Man, we had Bloody Face, now there is this other creation that they're not saying.
And it's supposed
to
be pretty scary, right? Like, this is supposed to be one of the scariest monsters.
And John C. Reilly is in it as well, but it doesn't look like they announced who he would be
playing.
But, anyway, I think it was Kathy Bates who, during the panel, said after just her first scene, that she shot, she said that she couldn't sleep until 6 in the morning, and then she slept for like 30 hours. And she said, and that was without drugs, and she said, I swear to God, I think Ryan Murphy's just loves to scare the shit out of me. So, that's pretty big if you're just an
actor.
Yeah,
and this is supposed to be like the craziest season yet, apparently. So, I mean, I can't wait for this one either.
And another thing that I thought was crazy that during the panel that Sarah Paulson was saying, that there's like 24 people just working on every single shot that she does.
I know.
And doesn't she say that she, I can't just shoot all of that and die. So I think she does both of them.
Yeah, I think she's got
She doesn't just go back.
Yeah.
She said that she needs to do both of them about the same time. So she's not going to shoot one thing and then, you know, she kind of has to mix it up to kind of be in the moment. So that is
It's going to be really cool to see. I'm crazy. And, you know, I read another article, too. Do you remember the, they're bringing, they might bring a character back from Asylum?
Pepper.
Yeah, Pepper, that's right. I can remember her name.
I read
Pepper,
that, too.
That they might bring her back for this because it's about the same timeline because Asylum was in the 60s and this is in the 50s, so.
And it would be before Pepper gets to the Asylum.
Yeah, exactly.
So
this might be kind of where why or, you know, before she got to Asylum. So, obviously, she was, you know, she fit into the Freak Show world, I should say. So,
right.
Yeah.
Before she was committed.
Yeah. So, that'll be fun, because I did like her character in Asylum a lot. So, that'll be really neat to
and
see.
And she would fit.
Yeah, she would fit. Exactly. So, that's really neat. I like it. Yeah, I can't wait for that either. So, we haven't seen when that's premiering yet, either.
It's enough.
I know it's
October,
sometime, but
yeah,
usually, but yeah, I don't think they've released
a date.
A date just yet, so.
Also at Comic-Con, we had Community, the crew, they were all there. Dan Harmon, the creator, basically said that he wants another paintball episode.
Oh, that was a great episode.
Well, they've had a couple.
Yeah.
And they're always so good.
I know.
And he was also saying that he's going to do everything he can to get Donald Glover back.
Oh, good. Well, they should for at least one more season.
Really should.
Yeah.
I know he said he needed some time off, but come on.
Come on, Donald.
They got,
you know,
the show has
saved,
been resurrected.
Yeah, you got it saved. Yahoo saved you.
Right.
Stick it up. Stick it
and
up.
And they don't have to worry about the network over
exactly.
Their
like
shoulder.
Exactly. I'm sure they'll get more freedom on Yahoo. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, that's fun.
Yeah. So, and of course, Joel McHale has been very vocal about their new home and about their old home. Basically, he's saying, quote, I think this was in a tweet or something, where we're going, we don't need ratings, which is presumably, of course, you know, he could be happy back about. And he basically said, F you, network television. So, and actually he said that at the Comic-Con panel, which I think is funny.
Yes.
So.
Yeah. Tipping my hat to you, Joel McHale.
I know. Good for him being outspoken because there's sometimes these
networks
need to hear
about things. Because I think network needs to hear stuff like that. That they're just, you know, they're so restrictive. And, I mean, I understand there's guidelines and that sort of thing. But, you know, you just give up on a show that has so many great followers and so smart and funny. And it just kills me. And then you go and make crap.
Like Happy Ending.
Yeah, exactly. Like, they killed Happy Endings. I don't even want to talk about
bullshit.
It. It makes me so sad.
But anyway, so Community getting 13 episodes.
Yep.
And they haven't said exactly
I don't think they've said. I don't even know if that's in production yet. Probably not. So, I'm sure that'll be another year or so before it hits Yahoo. Yeah. So, you know what? I think I have Yahoo on my...
On your new TV?
On my smart TV, so... I wonder if I'll be able to watch it.
Yeah, you probably will.
Probably.
So yeah, around Christmas, I think we're supposed to be looking for that.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about True Blood.
There's some news out of True Blood. Not, like, nothing that we really weren't expecting.
Right.
But they were kind of talking about what to expect in this final season. So,
mm-hmm.
obviously, Phil and Sookie might become getting back together.
Right.
Yeah.
Shocking.
In one article, they did talk about kind of explaining the idea behind the flashbacks, which I thought actually kind of made sense. You know, I understand.
Yeah.
I did, yeah.
But it's hard when you're doing flashbacks, I feel, that we've already seen before.
Yeah.
Or similar to what
yeah.
we've already seen before. And not to have it be resolved in an episode where you stretch it over. It was like, one episode, there were flashbacks. The next
mm-hmm.
episode, we have Bill, but no flashbacks.
Yes.
And then the next episode, back to flashbacks.
Yeah.
Like, okay. Like, let's make it, you start an episode and you kind of get a better understanding of,
mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But.
No, I get it. But.
But this last, I will say, the last two episodes, I feel like it's finally on track.
I would agree. The last two episodes I was actually very pleased with. I mean, the one before last week's with the party and everything, there was something that I didn't care for, but the episode overall, I felt okay. This last episode, I was fine with it, too. I felt like it was more on point with what it's been in the past. So,
yeah,
you know, and then there was a whole twist at the end about, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
So good.
Yeah.
Okay, let's start off with the beginning with you had Letty Mae finally.
Yes.
With
yes.
James's help.
Yes.
Talked Lafayette
yes.
into letting her.
Take some beads so she could talk to Tara. And Lafayette took some with her. And he saw Tara too. And
right.
so he's now believing Letty Mae about Tara trying to reach them. So, you know, we'll see how that goes. I mean.
What
I don't know.
I don't understand is, well, maybe he will now, but Lafayette can talk to the dead.
Yeah, but I don't know. Maybe it's because she's a vampire. I don't know if he can
maybe
reach out to her because she's a dead vampire. I don't know how these things work. But
I'm glad to see Tara back, sort of.
In a way.
Not necessarily talking to
yeah.
her. She's leading them to the old house where she grew up.
Yeah.
She's digging in the yard, and of course.
I don't know what. I mean, I wonder what all this is about. Because I can't really think of anything of what this. I don't know.
Right.
I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, I don't know what
that
it
leads
would be,
to.
What it would be either. But, I, you know, I guess this Lafayette James thing is okay. I still feel like he's a throwaway character.
Still not sold on it. You know.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
And then the Sam Nicole thing. I got up and went to the bathroom.
Oh, God.
I was like,
Thank God. Just leave. Please leave now.
Just
thank
leave.
God. Don't go.
Yeah.
I mean, you should have done this 3 episodes ago. I don't know.
Right.
I don't know why. I don't know what it is. I mean, I'm just so, like, not into that at all. I wasn't into them together when they hooked up last season. And now, you know, are they married? They're not married.
No.
No. But they're having this kid together. I'm like, I'm so just not into this at all. So.
Right.
Yes, let her leave. I don't care.
I love the Holly's kid and...
Oh, yeah, uh-huh.
What's his name's kid?
Yeah, Andy.
Hooking up.
Yeah, hooking up. Yeah, that was a good
chasing
scene.
Chasing him out of the house.
That was good. And then when they ran off together and Holly, like, threatened her other son, you know, like...
Oh, right,
yeah,
right.
You were telling
that
where
was...
they are, I'll kill you or something. I don't know, it was really funny.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, and then so Violet... But, you know, knows
about
Jason and Jessica, and...
It seemed like she was sort of okay with the... Sort of okay. She was coming to terms with the fact that he hooked up with Jessica.
Yeah.
But then, when the middle of the night, he took off because of Jessica.
Because of Jessica, that's when
But it's
she
basically had. Because Sookie wouldn't answer her phone because she was so passed out.
Yeah.
And then, of course, now Violet's on...
Yeah. Violet's trying to get revenge on Jessica, so she's going after Adeline, and the other little boy. So those two ran off together, and of course, Violet tracks her down and says, oh yeah, come with me, I'll find a safe place for you, but obviously she's going to do something to this girl and this boy just to get back at Jessica.
And the
so.
Thing that, wherever Violet's taking them, there's not a character on the show that knows Violet's past.
No. I mean, nobody really knows her past, right?
Jessica has drank her blood.
So the thing
so
is,
she can
I mean, I know
her.
She. I know she's kind of allude to the fact that she's hundreds of years old, you know, mm-hmm. but I don't think we really know her backstory that much.
And do we care?
No, we don't. I'm over Violet.
I'm ready for them to stake her in the heart.
Yep, give her the true death, please.
Get it over with.
Yeah, get it over with.
What'd you think of... Okay, here's the one thing that confused me. So at the end of the last episode, you have Eric who had Sarah Newland
mm-hmm.
in his hands,
mm-hmm.
and then those whatever they were, came after him. But then we start the episode with no Sarah Newland, and like she just took
off. I guess she got away in the kerfuffle between Eric and the
right.
Japanese guys. So assuming she got away somehow.
But the last time we saw her, he had her.
Yeah, that's
hand.
What I'm trying to remember in that scene. If he like,
yeah, I know.
He must have let. I don't know. Maybe he let her. He must have let her go to fight off those other.
Yeah.
Other guys. That's
mm-hmm.
what I'm thinking. But they make a deal with the Japanese. You know, they're behind the True Blood, and they're looking for Sarah Newland because they want to kill her too because of what happened with the virus.
Mm-hmm.
And so they make a deal. You know, like we'll help you find her. But you gotta let me kill her. You can have her body, whatever. So,
right.
you know, they're joining forces to track down Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
And they assume that she's going to her sister's house. She does. But that's when she drops the bombshell of like, oh, I drank the antidote.
Huge.
So
I knew there was an antidote.
Yeah.
I knew that was confusing, but I didn't. And I had a feeling that she probably knew about
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
But that she actually drank.
I know
the
she drank,
and she is
she's
the
cure. The
cure.
I know.
Oh
so,
my gosh!
It'll be interesting to see how that plays out.
Ugh.
So I wonder if they're gonna. I mean, I'm sure. What's her face? Her sister gonna tell them because they go show up to the sister's house. Sister answers the door, and she's cured. And they're like, "How the
right.
fuck are you cured?" So I think that's gonna. I don't know. I'm sure they're gonna use her blood or something. Who knows? But. Yeah, but that's, yeah, that was a pretty
mm-hmm.
good twist, yeah.
That was a great
But the thing
twist.
Is, like, you know, she was telling her sister, like, I'm a different person now, like, all this thing, so I wonder if it's going to get to a point where she's going to try and help the vampires? I don't know if she's changed that much.
I think she has.
You know, that's what I'm wondering. So, I think it's all BS.
Right.
Like most of these things are.
Mm-hmm.
People say, I've changed.
There was an article I was reading where they were asking Anna Camp if they believe that Sarah deserves a happy ending. And even she was like, no.
No,
she
doesn't.
She's rotten.
Yeah.
All the things that she's done, I don't see that
yeah.
is going to be a thing. And, I mean, she has all the power now.
I know.
And it's like, what, is she going to have every vampire in the world feed on her?
No, and that's the thing.
That would turn her into, like, a god.
I know.
And
I
that's,
wonder,
of course, would be.
I know. That she's, like, she has rule over these
mm-hmm.
vampires. So, I don't know. I mean... I think there's a few things that can happen, and
right.
who knows? I think Sarah should die, but I'd like to see her die just because she's been so
mm-hmm.
crazy. But she's a good character too, so
she's
I
a great
really
character.
Like her.
Yeah,
I don't know. I'm yeah. I'm well done, writers. I mean, the first half of the season,
oof,
but
yeah.
so far, it's getting better. It's
right.
getting better. So keep with it, and I won't
yeah.
completely hate you.
Right. Well, at least we know that there's hope for Eric and Bill.
And this is true.
And why is Bill's...
I wonder. Oh, well, that's right. That's another thing is that we find out that Suki was the one who gave Bill the disease.
Ooh.
Yeah, so... But his disease is advancing so rapidly, so I wonder why that is. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little weird. Maybe it has something to do with Suki being a fairy, or... Who knows?
Right.
Or maybe it's the way she was exposed. Maybe she has a more potent form of the... virus in
right.
her, who knows, but yeah, that was...
That's true, because the blood splattered all
yeah.
over her wound
mm-hmm.
and
over
stuff.
Over her wound, yeah.
But yeah, that was a pretty good twist,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, good twist there, too, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like True Blood is kind of back on track.
Yeah.
Pam still has the best line.
She really does.
Yeah, so good twist, and I'm kind of excited to see where we're going.
Yeah. How many episodes do we have now? 3?
No, I think we're on... I think we were only
was
four. There were 4 episodes left.
There are 4. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
So 4 more weeks. Okay.
So they have plenty of time to get
yeah.
everything figured out, wrapped up, and kill.
Yeah. I think
Violet.
I think yeah. They're getting
and
back.
Save Eric and Bill.
Save Eric and Bill. Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Just as long as you kill Violet.
Right.
Get rid of Nicole.
So the one show that the show that follows True Blood, Leftovers.
You know, I haven't even watched the last two or three episodes.
I gave up after two. I might go back and watch three and four just to see, but I just can't get interested
enough to watch the third episode. Like, I just really have lost interest in it, and I want to like it, but I don't know.
Right.
I was reading this article. I sent it to you about this guy who's like, I'm done with You Leftovers, because it's so depressing, and it's like, why he goes on about, you know, like, why, you're not really showing us anything to get us invested in these characters and that sort of thing, and I think he made a lot of great points. I'm like, yeah, you're right. There's just really not anything there that's making me invested to watch the show or interested, so I don't know. Maybe I'll go back after I'm done watching Breaking Bad, but
we'll see if he gets a second season. I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't even know how the ratings are.
You know, but I know at least one person who likes it a lot. So I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes I feel like these are one of those shows that you're supposed to like, you know, but you don't really, but you pretend to like it, you know,
right.
Because everybody's supposed to like. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, the show that I don't have to pretend to like,
Orphan Black.
I'm still working on season two. I'm waiting.
Oh my God.
I have four episodes left. I have been spoiled.
I'm pretty sure.
Because I listened to.
Ginger caught up. Because we need to talk about this.
I know.
I've been sitting on it.
I love this show. It's so good.
I know. It's so good.
I couldn't even read any articles at Comic Con because I'm like, I can't be spoiled. But I saved them.
Okay.
So.
Good. So as soon as you watch that final episode, you go and read them all.
Right. That's what I'm going to do.
I mean, it's such a great show, and I just wish more people watched it. And last night we were texting all our friends that are group about which one of the clones we are.
Oh yeah, that was a funny text.
That was a funny text.
I will have to disagree.
Why did we say Helena and Rachel?
Right.
That was you?
Oh, yeah. Well, one of our friends is completely Rachel.
Completely
so.
Rachel. No, more Allison.
Well, that one is more Allison, right. But, yeah, so good. And I cannot believe that they were not nominated for any awards. That is
It's just so mind-boggling. Because it's just such a great show. And so, anyway, yeah. If you haven't watched Orphan Black, watch it.
Right.
Go to iTunes, go to Amazon,
right.
Watch it, do what you need to, because it's great. So.
All right. Well,
okay, that's all our TV news.
Yeah.
We're all wrapped up. So we're going to move on to movie news.
Here we go.
All right. So, not a whole lot of movie news came out of Comic-Con that we saw, right? I mean, nothing.
Not really. I mean, just the Batman stuff.
Yeah.
You're
right.
But. Other than that.
Anyway,
so
but there's been three trailers of three pretty big movies that are coming out soon that were released recently. First is, last week, they released the 50 Shades of Grey trailer. A lot of people were talking about that when it came out.
Why didn't you read the books? That's my question.
I don't know.
You're probably the only female.
I really am just not interested in reading the books. I don't know.
I will say.
I might read them for fun, maybe before the movie comes out. Maybe I'll read the first one just for fun.
I will say that it didn't look as bad as I thought.
It looks pretty good. I mean, you know, will I watch it? Yeah, I'll watch it. When am I going to go out and see it in the theaters? Probably not. But, you know, it looks like any other romantic sort of drama. I know there's going to be some sexy parts in it, but, you know, I don't know. I really am not surprised. I mean, I'm sure it's not going to be as bad as some movies that we've seen, so.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Well, speaking of movies that we've seen, we saw Lucy over the weekend.
We did see Lucy over the weekend.
How would you describe it?
It was weird, but good. Very interesting.
The end was weird, yes.
Mm-hmm. It's very techy, very sciencey,
very
of a, I don't know, you need to have a very, like, I think you need to have a big imagination for it a little bit, or, you know, I don't know. It was just, I really did like it, but it was a little weird. I wouldn't say I loved it. But right. I'd recommend people see it. I mean,
right.
it wasn't bad. It was enjoyable. It was quick. It was easy to understand to a point, you know. I thought they explained things very, very, very well,
right.
given the subject matter.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, the ending was a little weird.
Yeah.
You know.
That's it, too.
Yeah.
I liked it. I just, it was weird.
Yeah. It was weird, but good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I could have done without some of the cutaways that they had, you know, like they would be talking and there'd be like flashes of like animals or, you know, like, you know what I'm talking about when Morgan Freeman was talking.
Oh, right. Oh, right.
Yeah.
Right.
Some of that I thought fit, but then they did this whole, like, I don't know, it's probably 30 seconds of animals mating, but I was like, eh. I really didn't need to
yeah,
see that.
It was sort of like a Discover Channel
yeah.
or something with a little bit of a sci-fi channel
yeah,
in there.
Yeah, but I mean, it was good. Scarlett Johansson was really good, and I thought she did a really good job of
she did.
Just
she was
the
great.
Characters from before she got the drug in her to after.
Mm-hmm.
It was very good, and I mean, she did very well. So, and like I said, the movie moved along very quickly, which I'm very happy of, because I think something like this you could probably get bogged down.
Oh,
in
yeah.
trying to explain it, but they moved it along very quickly. And I did like that it was almost like they picked up in the story right away, almost. You know, like they didn't
oh,
spend
right.
too much
oh.
time.
But there was hardly not much of a past.
Yeah, and that's the thing. There
had.
Wasn't a lot of context behind
right.
her character, which I kind of liked, given the fact, I think that's kind of the point, maybe,
mm-hmm.
you know? So,
yeah.
It was really good. I mean, I recommend it. I recommend people go see it. I wouldn't say it's the best movie I've ever seen, but it was very enjoyable, very interesting, and it'll get you thinking and that sort of thing, so.
Well, you know what movie I'm looking forward to.
What's that?
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. This is going to be fantastic.
I know. I
and
can't
wait. And everything
we've
heard, it is going to be fantastic.
You know, and I work with Andy, who is one of our producers on the show I work with. He's a very big comic book guy. He's very into, he knows a lot about Guardians of the Galaxy,
mm-hmm.
and he's very excited about seeing it. But he and I are talking, and I'm like, I don't know anything about this. I don't, but it's like, I've seen the trailers, that the trailers have sold me alone on it. So,
oh, right.
Knowing nothing about the history of this comic or anything, I'm still on board to see it. I still really want to see it, and I think I'm going to enjoy it. So, I can't wait. We're going to go see it Friday night. It's already planned. It's in the books. We're going to see that.
Mm-hmm.
So, I can't wait. I think it's going to be one of the biggest movies of the summer.
Yeah, I think so, too. And I think what's interesting about it is that the way that they've promoted it and the way they put it together has
mm-hmm.
made it why it's going to be so big without people really knowing much
about
it.
I know. You know, the way I think marketing and promoting can help a lot for a movie. And so I think they've done it in a smart way. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, I'm excited. I think it's going to be great. So.
Yeah.
A couple other movie trailers that came out this week came out yesterday. Then he put out the new Hunger Games trailer for Mockingjay.
Mm-hmm.
It looks really good because did you read the Hunger Games
yeah,
books? You know how the third
mm-hmm.
one is a lot darker, you know, everything. So, and then you can tell that that's what's
really
happening
dark.
In the, oh, breaking news, everyone. Barack Obama's eating Arthur Bryant's and Casey for dinner.
Thanks. Our international viewers will not care. But
I know. president's in Kansas City where we live right now, so it's just, you know, it's big. Everyone was wondering, where is he going to eat? Where is he going to eat, of course?
I would not have chosen Arthur Bryant.
No, I don't either. But
my favorite.
Anyway, Mockingjay looks pretty good. So
mm-hmm.
that comes out in November. Can't wait to see that. We will go see that. They also released the new Hobbit trailer, which, again, my coworker Andy was super excited about. So
mm-hmm.
I'm not a fan of the Hobbit films, but I know a lot of people are, so are you a fan?
Yeah, oh, yeah. I
yeah.
love the Hobbit movies. I think they're great. I like how they're done.
I'm not. Again, this goes back to the fantasy thing. There's some fantasy things I'm not really into. Some of them I'm not. So, and this is The Hobbit, Lord of the Rings, not
mm-hmm.
really something I'm into. So,
yeah.
And, yeah, I just don't want to watch. Are The Hobbits as long as Lord of the Rings, movie-wise? Like, are they as long? Like, are they, like,
about.
Ugh.
Oh.
I don't want to sit in the theater for that long. I don't. We've talked about this.
We have talked about this. I just enjoy, like, they're more epic, and it makes more
yeah,
sense for them.
Exactly,
than
that's true.
Instead of some movies, it's just like,
they're
you're
two
just putting shit
half,
in here just to put
yeah,
in here.
They're
like,
2.5 hours for no reason. Like, you know, it's an hour longer than it needs to be.
Right.
So, yeah, you're right. Some movies make sense
mm-hmm.
that way. I just don't really want to. I saw the first two Lord of the Rings films in the movies, but I just really wasn't into it enough.
Yeah, I can see that.
To be sold. So, anyway, I think that's it.
That is it. All right, well, hey guys, as always, we want to know what you're talking about, maybe something you'd like to comment about what we talked about, or things that you would like us to talk about, and we'd like to bring you in on the story. Of course, you can always tweet at us at A Gallon of Gay.
Or you can email us, agallonofgay@gmail.com, Facebook, A Gallon of Gay. So please just, you know, talk to us. We'd love to hear from you. Please, we'd love to hear from you. We would definitely, like, talk to you back. That's what we do. So, and please go to iTunes and rate us and leave us a comment if you would, please. That'd be fun. It'd be very nice of you. Anyway, that's it for this podcast. Until next time.
Yes.
This is A Gallon of Gay.
Thanks, guys, for listening.
Bye.